Hello, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. In my March Pastor for the Day broadcast, we were looking at the first part of Daniel chapter 9 as an example of biblical God-honoring prayer. As Daniel prays there on behalf of Israel in captivity, his prayer is grounded in the scriptures and expresses faith in God's faithfulness to fulfill his own promises in his word. Now, there's more that we can learn from Daniel's prayer there. It's a prayer that's focused specifically on confession of sin and seeking God's mercy. Listen to a portion of that prayer. O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, we have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and rebelled, turning aside from your commandments and rules. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To you, O Lord, belongs righteousness, but to us open shame, as at this day, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those who are near and those who are far away, in all the lands to which you have driven them because of the treachery that they have committed against you. To us, O Lord, belongs open shame, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, by walking in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Two things to note from this passage. First of all, in Daniel's prayer, he justifies God in his judgment on sin. In other words, Daniel affirms that God is completely right and just in his dealings with their sins. He offers no complaint, as if God was being too hard on Israel, but recognizes that God is completely in the right and that they deserve the judgment he has sent. And secondly, Daniel condemns Israel's sin without qualification. He does not sugarcoat it at all, but rather he piles up descriptors. We have sinned, done wrong, acted wickedly, rebelled, transgressed. He notes that their sin was against God's clear commandments and that they ignored the warnings God sent by the prophets. He does not offer excuses. He doesn't try to defend Israel in any way. And we should learn something here from Daniel's example. How easy is it for us to think a little bit like a character in Tolstoy's War and Peace who says, I have sinned, Lord, but I have several excellent excuses. This is the opposite of real confession of sin. We should never seek to justify ourselves or make excuses to lessen the seriousness of our sin. In true confession of sin, we agree with God's judgment on our sin declared in his word. We are saying that he is right and we are wrong, guilty, sinful, and without excuse. We acknowledge that our sin against God is truly worthy of the judgment of death and hell that God's law pronounces upon it. We accept fully both the guilt and the just punishment of our sin. And it is only from this standpoint that we are really ready to receive the comfort and assurance that the gospel brings. For God caused his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear his righteous and holy wrath that every single one of our sins truly deserves. And then we can trust fully, not in our own best efforts to justify ourselves or to make our sin seem like it's maybe not so bad, but in the faithfulness of the Lord, who promises that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, your pastor for the day, and may you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.